USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving, authorities in Butte County, California, say the death toll has risen again from the campfire.
Two additional human remains were recovered in the affected area, bringing the total number of fatalities to date to 83.
Sheriff Corny Honey says the number of unaccounted for stands now at 560. The fire has scorched over 153,000 acres. It is now 85% contained. Black Friday getting an early start at many big retailers. Walmart will have regular hours today. Black Friday sales start, though, at 6 p.m. Target will open at 5. It could be the coldest Thanksgiving since record-keeping began in the nation's east and northeast. It could be in the teens and low 20s through the day in New York City, and Boston could get snow. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump's apologizing, saying he's helped create Thanksgiving traffic jams on America's highways, tweeting that the big story yesterday was that he pushed hard to get gas prices so low that more people are driving for the holiday. Trump tweets, "I have caused traffic jams throughout our great nation. Sorry, everyone." On this Thanksgiving, USA Radio's Robin Walensky has been speaking to people at an eatery in Fayetteville, Georgia, about what they're thankful for this year.
I'm thankful for my children.
Here at the Tavern, Restaurant, and Bar in Fayetteville, the majority of people say they are thankful for...
for my family, my beautiful family.
Others thankful for police and the president.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now, as far as Donald Trump and what he's done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Tennessee man killed when a concrete block is thrown from a bridge, crashing through his vehicle's windshield. Police say Joe Shelton was driving on an interstate through downtown Nashville on his morning commute back on Tuesday when he was killed by the chunk of concrete, and investigators have no suspects. They continue to look at surveillance video for clues. Nashville police also asking anyone in that vicinity who may have information on the crime to please come forward. A majority of Americans do not want to discuss politics while gathering with family members on this Thanksgiving Day. A Quinnipiac University poll shows by a margin of 61% to 28%, those surveyed said they hope to avoid talking politics at the dinner table today. And the poll shows since Donald Trump was elected president, 59% say they feel the level of prejudice and hatred in America has increased. 32% say it hasn't changed. 5% say it's gone down. And the retailer Mattress Firm is closing about 660 of what it says are its underperforming stores after emerging from bankruptcy. The largest U.S. mattress retailer receiving $525 million in exit financing to continue to restructure with its remaining 2,600 stores still across the nation. On behalf of USA Radio News, I'd like to wish you a happy and safe Thanksgiving. I'm Chris Barnes.